This.
What are you doing that stupid trickery crap for?
Is Felger and Mass.
The continued ish.
On 98.5.
I just want to see what the fuss is about.
The Sports Hub.
So I'll probably hate it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Brighton. Hi, Anthony.
Good, you?
I'm just peachy. Thank you so much. Got NBA draft tonight. We got rumors circulating. I want to know what the very latest is. I want to know how we feel about it. And that's how we're going to start off this program. So we'll give you some of the latest tweets when we get settled in here. But let me just start by asking you, what do you think they're going to do and what do you want them to do? If you're a Celtics fan, what should you want?
Okay, if you're a Celtics fan, what you should want is to, you know, trade Rozier and maybe some future picks and get an established player to add to the roster right now, somebody who could help them versus a, you know, the second thing you should want is move up and get a draft pick. Like, to me, I think of anything that could happen.
So stand pat is not on your list there.
No. I didn't get there yet. That might be the most likely outcome. I mean, it usually is, right? Standing pat is usually the most likely outcome when you have the 27th pick in the draft and you have a good team. So, now look, I know they have some future picks that they could also deal, but the reality is it's hard to put value on those picks when you don't know exactly where they're going to fall yet. So, what I mean, if they do something tonight, to me the most likely scenario is that they move up and get a better draft pick, and then they take someone higher than they anticipated. But the best outcome would be to get some sort of established player out there and add them to what you got, because what you got right now is probably the best team in the East.
I want movement.
I don't. Don't do anything.
Oh, stand pat.
Yep, stand pat. I'm tired of all these rumors of Luka Doncic.
I hate interesting rumors. I
do.
Hate those.
Yep, nothing's going to happen, too. So get ready for nothing, everybody.
Celtics writers, nothing's going to happen.
See, this is where I differ.
So unlikely. Like, what is the matter with you?
This is where I differ from you, Murray. Like, I want something to happen. I just don't know that it will.
And yeah, because you're obsessed with this draft and the bigs. Give me a big.
Yeah. That's true, I am, yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
And I'm not just interested in them doing something for the sake of doing it, like the talk show host thing. I'm not a huge believer in Terry Rozier. I don't care about Marcus Morris. And those future picks, the Sacramento thing is kind of interesting, but I'm more interested in them moving up tonight if they really like a guy. Like, as I've said to you a million times, Danny's on a roll. He's on a hellacious roll at the draft. And if he sees the next guy here, go do it.
Well, see, that's how I feel. And I, Murray, I'm obsessed with the big guys in this draft. So, to me, there's really only one reason to keep Rozier, and that is that you're worried about Irving's health and potentially Irving in the long term. That's it. Other than that, I got no problem moving on from Terry Rozier, whom I like, by the way, as a player. I'm not telling you he's great, but I like him, and I think he's good insurance for Kyrie.
Wouldn't you love to see someone overvalue him and overpay you for him?
Yes.
Oh,
if you can dupe some dumb team like Orlando, you can get to six, and it's Rozier and the Sacramento pick for that, then fine.
Oh, thank you. Like, that's what I'm rooting for.
Oh, absolutely. That would be, to me, that's probably the best possible outcome tonight, because I'd just be shocked if, on draft night, Ainge is able to put something together and get Kawhi Leonard. I don't see it coming. I don't. But move up in the draft, that I could see happening for sure.
Okay, but
I love big guys. I do. I want a big guy so bad.
So I would still
size queen.
I would still take Kawhi Leonard for sure. And I wonder if that happens tonight. I wonder if the draft, you know, is just a natural movement point and Kawhi Leonard happens. I hope it does. So, Jimmy Stewart, now that we're settled in, can I just tap into your knowledge and what you're hearing and what you're, like, what are you hearing?
Sure. What are your questions?
Do I have a specific one? All right, so.
Jimmy's a guest speaker today.
Yeah, all right, so
give me your question.
Let me give you a more specific question. Feels like the national guys. I saw Russillo do it yesterday. Sam Anik do it today. Woj, to various degrees, say that the Celtics are interested in moving up. You've got Atlanta at 3 on the market. You've got Memphis at 4 on the market.
Celtics got Sacramento at 2 on the market.
Okay. Celtics have been linked to those. And then, of course, I hear the local guys who say nothing's going to happen today because the local guys are dumb. Like, they'd rather nothing happen as opposed to something interesting happen, as opposed to talking up and reporting about the interesting things that could happen for some reason, they feel the need to say nothing's going to happen, and therefore, no one's going to read your stuff or consume your reporting, which is just, I don't get why these guys don't get it.
No, that's right. We should give them all a little tip in two words. Clickbait.
Well, and it's not just that. You don't have to, like, don't lie and don't make stuff up, but tell me why something could happen versus why it's not going to happen. So you're not, that's not lying or anything, but just tell me why it could happen versus why it's not going to happen. Because why it's not going to happen is then we'll just go home. So let's talk about the possibilities. That's just my one little annoyance with the local guys that are always throwing cold water on interesting rumors.
Gotcha.
I hate that. But anyway, so the national guys are saying the Celtics are in play. The local guys are saying nothing's going to happen today. What do you know, Jimmy? What do you think?
I think they are efforting to get 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, somewhere in that ballpark. I think what we're going to find out is that the prices are too high for the Celtics to go get it. And it's not because the Celtics don't want to include chip A, B, C, D, or E. It's because the teams want a Jaylen Brown. And I think that's what we're going to find out after the draft. If the Celtics don't get up to 2, 3, 5, 6, or 7. Is that
yes? Absolutely.
They don't want to give up Jaylen Brown.
Right. So you're saying the Sacramento pick's on the table. Rozier's on the table.
I think all the picks are on the board. I think Terry Rozier is on the board. I think Morris is on the board. And the Kings want Jaylen Brown. The Hawks want Jaylen Brown. I think that's going to be the common theme that we'll find out.
And I think that's smart of them to want it. As we've been discussing this, it doesn't feel like if they can get from 27 into the top 10 with Rozier, Morris, and whatever draft picks, like, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
The problem is that the Kings are tough to do business with. And a short story about the DeMarcus Cousins trade was the only reason why that trade got done is because the All-Star game happened to be in New Orleans, where the GM of New Orleans could corner Vlade Divac, the GM of the Kings, to get a deal done. That's the only reason why that deal happened. The Kings are a mess of an organization, and it's really embarrassing that they can't pick up the phone and take a Celtic phone call. Like, just do it. Just make it happen. Like, get up to 2. The Celtics want to give you everything that they have in the draft pick cupboard. Go get it. Go answer your telephone and let the Celtics get the player that they want, and you continue to be a stupid organization.
Vlade doesn't like talking on the phone.
Yep. Apparently not. No, I can't say.
If that's a response we're going to get, let it keep ringing.
Yeah. Well,
if the Celtics are going to be that angry about it, I don't want to talk to you.
I mean, the other thing is, if I'm Divac, I'm not answering the phone because I'm not trading the pick. Again, I'm just trying to give it from that perspective. Like, if we're going to have an honest discussion about it, don't answer the phone because you can't offer me anything that is worth the number 2 pick. And if I'm Ainge, I'm not giving up Jaylen Brown to move up in the draft. Go pound sand with that one. He was the number 3 pick in the draft and he panned out.
What if it's to get 1 or 2?
No, no, no. Again, you've now invested 2 years in Brown, and the pick worked. The pick worked.
Yeah, but what if you think 1 or 2 is better?
No.
I mean, no, I want to do it there. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
I'm saying no because no matter where you pick in the draft, there's risk. You just never know what that kid's going to be. Now, again, every once in a while, you get an absolute slam dunk of a sure thing. Okay, LeBron, or whoever. Fine. Like, if LeBron was in this draft, okay, no problem. But he's not. And so, especially with the whole one-and-done era, these guys are so raw, they're so young, that I'm not trading a guy who I picked 3rd, who then panned out, or is panning out, and to go take another scratch ticket. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it that way. No way.
Okay, so that's the other thing with Jaylen Brown is that you have to save some pieces if you still think Anthony Davis is in play. And now whether that's in August of this year or next year or the year after, you still need some pieces to go get that player should he become available.
Got it. Okay, I still want them knocking at the door and see what they can do. And for them trading up this year, all in. Because I don't really care about Terry Rozier. I certainly don't care about Marcus Morris. Nice pieces. I mean, I don't think they suck.
And if you're the Kings and you're listening, if you acquire Terry Rozier, like, you and DeAndre Fox can have the fastest backcourt in the NBA.
Okay, so hard sell on Terry Rozier. I'm all for it. See if someone stupid out there will take your phone call on Terry Rozier. And the picks I don't care about. So that's the draft. As it relates to NBA free agency and how these dominoes are going to fall, I'm also rooting for something that matters. Like, what, the rumor today that the Cavs offered Love and the 8th pick to San Antonio for Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi going to Cleveland and LeBron staying? Pretty good.
Sure, absolutely.
Pretty good. Like, okay, that matters. You know, when I say matters, impacts the Celtics, either as a challenge or, you know, helps the Celtics. So, well,
here's one that impacts the Celtics.
Yeah, go ahead.
The agent of Russell Westbrook is the person who is leaking that Paul George is staying in OKC. Paul George is still considered going to the Lakers with LeBron James.
Okay, so like all those, like, but just all those dominoes. I mean, if the Cavs trade for Kawhi Leonard, does LeBron stay?
No. He's a Laker. He's going to be a Laker. Put it on the board.
Okay. Well, I had someone tell me last night, an NBA type.
I bet you LeBron would consider staying if Kawhi Leonard were there.
Very loosely, an NBA type. But I'd consider him in the NBA world.
Don't couch it.
Loosely.
One source.
Very loose.
Just go with the take.
One very sketchy source.
Oh, I love it. Go for it.
LeBron's wife doesn't want to move. And LeBron's family has homes in Los Angeles and Cleveland. So it's Los Angeles or Cleveland. Los Angeles constitutes not moving.
Well, of course, they have property.
They have existing homes.
This is why Philadelphia is off the board, and this is why Houston is off the board.
I followed you on that when I was actually listening.
Yeah, it was good, too.
Thank you. So it's either he's not moving houses. He's at houses in L.A. or Cleveland, so do the math. Kawhi to Cleveland matters. I'm interested. Kawhi to Phoenix?
Oh, see you later, please.
Kiss my tuchus.
Yeah, sorry.
But, like, no. I don't care. Like, what a waste of a talent on a waste of a team. I don't want to hear it. Kawhi to Sacramento is a waste, except now your pick is a waste, and now that impact. Like, I want dominoes that impact the Celtics. So, LeBron, okay, LeBron, Kawhi, and whatnot to the Lakers, that just matters because it's the Lakers. And if it's Celtics-Lakers down the road in the NBA Finals,
sure,
that's pretty good. You face LeBron in the Finals, but he's wearing a Lakers uniform? I'm in.
I'll tell you what, if I were LeBron, I'd want Kawhi on my team. The whole idea of Kawhi in Cleveland, if I'm LeBron, I would think about staying in Cleveland for that.
So
I mean, who guards you better than Kawhi Leonard?
If you're
LeBron,
in terms of offer, oh yeah, no one, right? Exactly. You eliminate the guy that does the best against you.
Exactly. What a great move that would be.
But the offer of the 8th pick and Kevin Love is not the worst offer. I mean, I guess you'd rather have Jaylen Brown and the Sacramento pick. I say, I guess. I mean, you would. Jaylen Brown, I think, has a higher ceiling than Kevin Love, and you would think that Sacramento pick would be higher. But, well, anyway, so Kawhi Leonard, wherever you go, just make it matter. Just don't be Phoenix. That does nothing for me. Paul George re-signing in OKC? Could care less. Like, does nothing for me. Does nothing for us. I want to see those moves impact us in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, but listen, you know, to me, I want the big stuff. That's what I want. You know, guys, good players going to bad teams. What does that do?
So, those are your NBA thoughts. What are yours? Right to you, right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Every afternoon, Felger and Mazz bring you the science of sports.
Stupid me.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A year ago, Danny Ainge didn't do anything. Remember, he didn't trade for Jimmy Butler, didn't make the move for Paul George, and it all worked out. I think he's going to do the same thing tonight. I think he's going to sit pat and wait it out and see if he can get a steal maybe for Kawhi Leonard down the road and take whoever falls to him at 27 or even trade out of that 27 spot if nobody's there that he loves and go in next year with a team that everybody wants to see. Kyrie Irving healthy, Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Al Horford is your starting five, and now you got Terry Rozier, and we'll see what happens with Marcus Smart. But I think Danny Ainge sits pat tonight and doesn't do a thing.
Oh, posh. Boo. And I'm just talking about the take. That's Jeff Goodman of ESPN, exclusively for Felger and Mazz. I want to thank him for taking the time for doing that.
CSLN Media?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's not ESPN anymore.
He just left. Yeah, he just left ESPN like a week ago or something.
The CLNS thing? It's like a thing, isn't it?
I guess. I don't know a lot about CLNS.
I don't mean to mock it.
I don't either. I don't know a lot about it.
But you just kind of did.
Well, okay, then I mocked it. I'm sorry. Whatever the CLSN thing is.
CLNS.
It's a thing.
Kind of a thing. Yeah.
It's a thing. It's coming.
CLNS.
It's a thing that's coming.
Is it a .com? Can I Google it to find out what the hell it is? I
can't give you any more information than that.
But Jeff Goodman's on, and Jeff Goodman's awesome.
And Jeff Goodman was nice enough just to do that for us. That said, posh. Boo. Stamp pat. Yeah, well, you know, it's one thing to stamp pat when you got the third pick and you think that there's a transformative franchise player there. Of course you're standing pat. When you're at 27 and you're going to get a scrub, then you're you're scrambling to do something, and you should be scrambling to do something. And I hope they're scrambling to do something, and I want them to keep calling. Hope that Vladdy picks up at some point, or some stupid team
Terry
picks up.
Terry Rozier would be a perfect Sacramento King. You want this player.
I mean, I'm not giving up hope.
He would be a perfect Sacramento King. The Celtics are in a good spot, though, right? Like, really? Because they have a good team. They obviously made a good run this year without their two best players.
Well, no one's saying give up Brown or Tatum. I mean,
no, I'm with you. I'm just telling you that they're in a good spot where they don't have to overpay, and they don't have to do anything in terms of, like, contractually, they're not up against the wall with someone, or maybe Kyrie a little bit, but they can really sort of pick what deal they want. So, you know, Ainge can afford to be, what's the right word?
Selective.
Yeah, like...
picky.
Frugal. Like, you know, I say frugal in terms of what assets you give up. Like, he can be picky on that stuff. Because, you know, they're in a good spot. They're probably the best team in the conference right now.
Okay, your thoughts, as promised. Barry in New Bedford, lead us off today.
Yeah, quickly. Listen, if they're going to make a trade, it's going to be 4-0, because the Kings and the Hawks, if they're going to trade Mike, it's going to stay within the top six. They're not going to give away their second pick for the 27, maybe picks next year, because next year's draft's not going to be as good.
Right.
The second thing, and this was told to me 2 weeks ago, I absolutely believe it, the guy that Danny covets is not Doncic, it's Bamba. The Celtics are the only team outside the top 10, Mike, that have done the most work on Bamba. Danny's been to 3 of his workouts. Stevens was at the workout a week before the combine. So I don't buy the Doncic stuff one bit.
Okay, Doncic, I believe it's pronounced, but who am I?
You do Mamba on your own time. It's not him.
Yeah, Gin and Donic.
And Jimmy Stewart vehemently denies Mo Bamba.
That is correct.
Okay.
It's an Alex Jones false flag.
Is Doncic still the guy you think they're after?
Yes.
I'll tell you, I don't completely eliminate Bamba, and I'll tell you why.
They need rim protection.
Well, yes, that for sure. I mean, that's the biggest reason, so that's fair. The other thing is, it feels to me like Ainge goes for guys with wingspan. Like, all their players have good wingspans. At least I think, maybe with the exception of Marcus Smart. Like, but, you know, Rozier, even some of the smaller guys play bigger than they are. So I think that's something they look at over there.
Jack in Worcester, hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? First, I just want to say I want nothing to do with Kawhi Leonard. That guy quit on his team, quit on probably the best NBA coach in a generation. I want nothing to do with him. Send him to L.A. Second, I just want to say I love the Celtics moving up in the draft tonight. If they can pull something off. Take a player they like. I mean, they've been hitting on everybody, which leads into my point of Brad Stevens' role in drafting. I don't think it's a coincidence that they've just been killing it in the draft the last 5 years or so. Huh. I want to see what you guys think about that.
That's a nice theory. Because their last four drafts, and we'll give you a look at this a little bit later, but the last four, and Terry Rozier, he was the second of two first-round picks, or was he their only first-round pick?
No, I think he was their only first-rounder that year. He was certainly the first of the two.
So it was whatever. So are the last four first-round picks, or the last four first picks, Rozier, Smart, Brown, Tatum?
Correct.
I believe that's right.
Yeah, that's right. You got that right.
That's a hell of a role. And when you look at him, you may not say that Marcus Smart's the greatest thing, you know, since sliced bread or Terry Rozier, but look at who was drafted behind him and ahead of him. And if you redrafted those years, where would those players go? We'll do that for you in a minute. It's pretty high, and those are really good picks when you look at the balance of the draft. And that does line up with Brad Stevens. Is he a factor in the draft? Is he a factor in the draft, Jimmy?
100%, yes.
I mean, I would say so. I would also say he's a factor in getting the most out of the players that you pick. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Draft development, he's the development.
I mean, look, again, he did what he did at Butler with B-grade talent, if that's what you want to call it. So he's got an eye for it. He knows how to use guys. I think it's made a difference, for sure.
Well, as a newly minted Brad Bot, I co-sign on that take. Good call, caller. Here's Anthony in Newton. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, guys. I don't know why they just put me on, but I was calling about the Boston Bruins.
You were. You know what, Anthony? We take all kinds. What's your Bruins take? Go ahead.
So there's a rumor floating around, and TSN's talking about it on the radio. Bruins are trying to move David Krejci and Backes to make a run at Tavares.
Oh.
And Jimmy Murphy just talked about that today.
Oh.
And I guess Tavares and Bergeron are best friends and work out together, so... That's kind of the big rumor right now with all the movement. And then you'd follow up with signing either Kovalchuk or Nash to a one-year deal to have four top six stud forwards.
Okay, so movement would be being the operative word of that call, Anthony. Oh, would that give me movement? Wow. That would be tremendous.
That guy's going to cost a lot of dough.
So you're talking 8 years, $80 million. You're talking, you know, Stamkos just gave the Lightning a good, what felt like a good hometown discount. What's Connor McDavid's deal? Is it 11 per year? 12 per year? Whatever Connor McDavid is, this guy's right underneath it. If he's maxing out, right? If Tavares wants to max out and get the last dime on the table, do you know what McDavid is? Did you just look it up?
I actually just looked up Stamkos. 8 years, $68 million.
So he gave the Lightning a great deal.
But it's, you know,
hometown discount.
Right, yeah. Go ahead, anyway.
So what's McDavid? Is it 11 or 12?
12.5 per season.
So look, if Tavares wants full value, then he's $11 million a year.
So I believe because the cap went up this year for the NHL that the Bruins have like $11.5 million to play with.
If he wants to pick his destination and leave a few dollars on the table, then maybe you get him for less. I mean, I don't know. Like the Stamkos thing is such a bargain, it feels like. But Tavares, filthy, legit, elite superstar.
Well, and so you know more about this than I do, but that's the other thing is they don't have a ton of centers in that collection of forwards, do they?
Meaning?
Like the Bruins. I'm talking about their prospects.
Sure, no elite. You know, they have the Trent Frederick kid, who's a bigger guy, bruising guy, Forrest Bakker-Carlson, who we saw a couple years ago, is not, you know, they don't have that elite offensive guy. No. Nope. No, they do not.
I mean, those guys are probably third and fourth liners, right?
I don't know. They just don't project that high-end offensive skill, I don't think. You can go back and look at it. I think they should be looking to move on from Krejci and Backes, whether they get Tavares or not, just to free up the room and give them the flexibility. But that would be massive. That would be a massive move. So can we endeavor to hear what they're saying up in Canada? Even from Jimmy Murphy, who I'll take? Because again, at least he tells you the possibility of something interesting that could happen versus why nothing's going to happen.
I don't want to get yelled at for that one.
By him?
By other people.
Jimmy Murphy, that guy's he's a poopster like nobody's business.
Flamethrower.
Oh, yeah, he does it like he's mixing paint for
flamethrower. He just absolutely. He's in the lab with his beakers throwing whatever crap goes together and hoping it explodes. That's why we love him.
Oh, yeah, he's got that 5 gallon stick that he's stirring that poop with.
But if it's beyond Jimmy Murphy, if it's actually legit Canadians on TSN, I'll take that too. Let's start flushing that out a little bit.
In fact, I like the idea. Let's find a good poop-stirring Canadian.
No, just a Canadian that has just, if you're Canadian and you cover the league, I consider you a credible source. That's all.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, to start off, Celtics will be mostly Celtics today heading into the NBA draft. Are they moving up? Do you want them to move up? Are they in on any of these moves? Do you want them in on any of these moves? You want to stand pat? Big Jim Murray is now firmly a member of the stand pat movement 2.0, which is unfortunate.
Murray was a member of the stand pat movement last year, wasn't he?
Well, no, I don't want to blow up the bridges.
Yeah, no, I wanted the bridges blown up. I got my way there, and now I want it to stand pat. I'm also a realist. I mean, I know it's not great for the show, but, like, nothing's going to happen here. Come on, let's be honest. They're going to pick 27th. It'll be someone you don't want. And if you want a big mess, Dwight Howard's now out there, too. So there you go.
Oh, no, I don't want that chump.
Oh, hold on. So Maz just said something off the air about who they could take at 27. That would, I think...
Grayson Allen.
Yeah.
Give us a little something.
Oh, please. Pick him.
Grayson Allen. That would give us a little something. Because that guy, what a weasel. Puke. There's so many words I could use there that I can't... Oh, what a... asshat that kid is.
No, say what you said off the air.
He's Ainge.
He is Ainge. It's a great comparison.
He's basketball Marchand is what he is.
I was just going to say, Murray, we got to get him and Marchand in the same room, except Marchand's a better player. And then he could trip Marchand with his leg, and Marchand could get up and lick him.
And bite him, yeah, exactly.
And then you acquire Draymond Green to kick him in the groin.
But he's Ainge. He's this generation's version of Ainge.
He's a perfect Celtic.
For more on what the Celtics might do tonight, let's do a quick 3-minute interview.
It's a 3-minute interview with Felger and Mash, where they talk to a random guest without the grab ass. Go!
Brian Robb writes for the Boston Sports Journal. He joins us now on the Expert Hotline. What do you think they're doing tonight, B-Rob?
I think they're trying to make a move, but I don't think anything big's going to happen, Felger. Sorry, man.
Okay.
All right,
you're done. We'll talk to you later.
No, that's it.
Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Done. It's over. Leave. Goodbye. Stop talking. It's finished. No plugs. Hang up. Concluded. Terminated.
Get out. We're through with you.
We're just kidding. What do you think they want to do, B-Rob? What do you think they want?
I mean, I think they're definitely intrigued by some of the talent at the top of this draft. It's a deeper draft than next year. And so I think you got guys in Terry Rozier, Marcus Morris, that I don't think are potentially part of the long-term plan here. So if you can package one or both of those guys with, you know, the future Kings pick or the future Grizz pick and get a guy that you like that's falling into the, you know, bottom half of the lottery, you know, I think that's a appealing option for them. I don't think that's going to be able to happen. I think that, you know, Rozier and Morris's value around the league isn't as high as it needs to be for them to pull that off. But, you know, Ainge, they're going to do their due diligence on it, and you can't blame them for it.
Okay, B-Rob, you just said bottom half of the lottery. Is that the best they're going to be able to do?
I mean, I think it's going to take, it depends what you're putting in it, Maz. If you're putting in, you know, the Kings pick and Rozier and Morris, I think that can get you around the middle of it, like, you know, 5, 6, 7. But is that too much to put in? You know, are you getting good value? Because, you know, Rozier and Morris, they're happy to, you know, they're valuable role pieces on this team. And if you want to maximize your chances for next year, you might be better off having them around instead of, you know, putting all your eggs in the basket of a young prospect, you know, panning out. So okay. It's a tough decision for them.
So you think they have enough collateral, though, to get to 5, 6, or 7? Like, that's upper half of the lottery.
Yeah. No, I do think they can get there if they're going to put the picks together with those guys.
So let's do it. So why are we saying they ain't going to do it? Like, let's go there.
And you don't know. I mean, you don't know if the guy you want is going to be there.
Okay, so what do you think they want? Do you think they want Doncic, the Euro kid, or they want one of those big guys?
I think they want Doncic. I mean, I feel like that's the bigs are intriguing because, you know, you look at the age of Al Horford, but I think it's going to take longer for them to pan out, you know, and you want to align it with the core here. You have guys that are ready to win now and Kyrie and Hayward and obviously younger guys that are able to help you win now and Jalen and Tatum. So you don't want to wait on a guy a few years. So, you know, you look at Doncic, what he did in Europe. He has the winning pedigree. He's got the ability to, you know, play against pros and do well at that level. So I think that translates well to the NBA and what, you know, Brad Stevens' offense is.
Final question. Where do you think the big guys are going to go? Meaning Kawhi, LeBron, et cetera. Where are they going? Handicap it.
I'm going to go LA. I think LA for both is where I think they both end up. I mean, Kawhi, it might take him a year to get there, but I think that he's going to, you know, telegraph that in free agency next summer. And I just don't see LeBron staying in Cleveland. I think there's just too much, you know, bad blood there between Dan Gilbert, and I don't think they're going to be able to pull off the moves to make him happy, to make him want to stay.
Okay, B-Rob, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, there you go. There's your 3-minute interview with B-Rob. I mean, if he thinks they have the collateral to get up to 6-7, well, we should have something to talk about,
I mean,
don't
you
think?
Yeah, to me, I don't think they do have the collateral to get that high. Initially, he said bottom half of the lottery.
Right, which means 13, 14.
Right, I hear that, and I say, no, that's not worth it. That's not worth it because you're getting a huge. You know, who are you going to get there? Kelly Olynyk again?
Right.
Like, I don't want anything to do. You know, anything to do with that part of the lottery. But if you can get into, I told you, for me, the cutoff's at about 6. But if you told me they could get to 7 because someone slid and get a guy they want, then yes, I would do it.
Okay, your thoughts. We continue with them, Rusty and Quincy. Go ahead.
What's going on, guys? So listen, Terry Rozier is never going to have more value than he is now. Danny Ainge did the same thing with IT. Missed the fourth quarter. He had one good half a year, and he traded him out and did great. Look where we are now. Kyrie Irving's great for the 60 games a year he plays. And is Gordon Hayward ever going to be the same player?
So your phone blows, but I liked your first take. Sell high on Terry Rozier.
Yeah, you should. Rozier's value right now is high, yeah.
That's what I want them to do.
And whoever gets him would basically get him for 2 years.
That's why I'm sort of horny on them doing something tonight, because I want them to sell high on Rozier. Get someone to overpay you on Rozier. Whatever that means, even if it's not getting into the top five, right? But if someone just gives you more than he's worth, I think that's smart. Like, that I would like, because I do think Rozier is a dime a dozen.
I mean, I say 2 years. Rozier at this time next year would be a restricted free agent. So, you know, a team acquiring him would have control over where he ends up.
Here's Steve in Salem with an idea. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, fellas, you know, we talked last week about the idea that Kyrie, there's no guarantee that he's staying here past this year. Why wouldn't they consider moving him to Sacramento for number two? If you love Doncic, you get him, you lock him up for the next 5 years. You already know that the kids were a game away from the finals as is. With Kyrie, sure. I mean, obviously, he's probably a better player right now than Doncic is, but at least if you add in another young kid You have to worry about him jumping ship
okay.
after this year.
You think he's probably a better player? Let's just... But these guys are scoffing, shaking their head. No! I actually don't mind the idea.
You would trade Kyrie for the number two pick?
If you think Kyrie's gone, yes.
No.
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 And if that was the case, I hope that this he becomes Ante Zizic all over again.
So now I'm rooting for him to become a Dirk Nowitzki. Just to spite you, Murray.
Luka Doncic, the hell out of here. We're going to trade Kyrie for the number two pick for this kid.
Hold on, no.
You would need more.
If Kyrie Irving is a flight risk.
I don't care. Even if he is going to leave next summer.
So you would trade the number two overall pick for a one-year rental?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, then you would trade Kyrie for the number two pick.
No, I'm saying you're confusing me. I'm not trading Kyrie for the number two pick.
I'm giving it to you in a reverse for you to look at it. If you had the number two pick,
yeah.
Would you trade the number two pick for someone for a one-year rental?
Tell me what kind of team they have.
The Sacramento Kings absolutely would. Of course they would.
Okay, so you would too. You would trade the number two overall pick for a one-year rental no matter who it is.
Mm-hmm. If I'm a team like that and needs asses and seats.
Yeah. If Kyrie tells you he's leaving and you think he's gone, would you trade him for the number one or number two pick? I would sure as hell consider it, depending on how I felt about those specific players. And I just asked you, look at it in the reverse. That's how I'm just trying to jar your thinking on this.
Oh, no, they would.
Look at it in the reverse. If you were sitting there at number one or number two and you felt there was a franchise player at number one or number two, would you trade that pick for a one-year rental no matter who it was?
Well, no, of course not. But again...
Then you do it in the reverse?
No, not necessarily, because it depends on what kind of team you have. If you're the Celtics, you've spent all this energy to get to this point where all of a sudden now you have the best team in the conference. And let's be real. The thing's built around Kyrie. At the moment, it is. You take Kyrie out...
Is it?
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is. The only reason they get to Game 7 of the conference final this year is because they got a good...
Who's it built around, Jimmy?
They got a good bracket.
Kyrie Irving.
The coach.
Oh, God, here we go.
Please.
Oh, my God, I'm going to puke.
I'm not telling you he's the most important guy.
You just did.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's different.
What happened to you?
They're not built around one guy. It's a program.
No. It's Kyrie. You take Kyrie out, and you know who they are? They're the Bucks.
They just beat the Bucks.
I didn't realize that the coach was in play. I will say the coach as well.
Thank you.
And it took seven to beat the Bucks.
Okay, but I mean, you're missing my point. I'm not telling you that the coach is more important than Kyrie. I'm not one of those idiots.
He is.
He's not. Kyrie's still the most important piece on your team. But I'm telling you, you're not built around one superstar like Cleveland is or some of these other teams are. You're sort of built around your program.
Okay, so I agree with that. I mean, but again, if you take Kyrie out, you're taking out the biggest player, the best player.
Okay, but what if he's gone next year anyway?
Okay, so that's it. Like,
if he's being taken out?
Okay,
so that's the whole point.
So if it's a Kawhi Leonard situation,
exactly.
Okay, but that's different.
If you were the Spurs, would you trade Kawhi Leonard for the number two pick?
Of course.
Okay, well that's my point on Kyrie Irving.
Yes,
if you think he's gone, you're in the same spot.
Okay, but the Spurs know he's gone.
Okay, well, but that's the qualifier.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a difference between. Maybe and guaranteed.
Certainly.
So I'm telling you, if I'm the Celtics, given where I am right now, I'm not trading Kyrie. Because I think you still have a pretty good chance to keep him.
You're full-on Bradbot now. This is stunning.
You really are, though.
Who's the program built around, Jimmy?
If the coach is in play, it's Brad Stevens.
Very good, Jimmy.
You two are
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Janta.
Magenta?
Janta.
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 Sometimes you have to wonder if there's a gas leak in the building.
Woohoo! Whoop-de-doo!
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Boston Celtics select Terry Rozier from University of Louisville.
Yeah, you can hear the reaction here at Celtics Draft Headquarters. That is the right reaction, people. You're right. That is the 100% right reaction. We went from it feels like a disappointing night to they better be trading this pick. That's how I feel about it right now, Keith. This better be Troy Bell all over again, where we look at it and go, what the hell are they doing? And then they turn around and flip it, because this, to me, does not make sense.
That's the Dark Knight himself. On draft night in 2015, Adam Jones, catch him at 7 p.m. Every night here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. To be a little tough on the local teams. Very critical hoopologist as well. Did not like the drafting of Terry Rozier at 16 overall. How'd that pick turn out? Good pick?
Hell yeah. Good pick, absolutely. I don't know if it was a great pick, but it's a good, solid pick.
Well, let's go back and look at the 2015 NBA draft, okay? And I have Basketball Reference up. So it has all these nerdy stats, like all these nerdy things, like, because I want to, you know, redraft that first round. And Terry Rozier, he went 16. If you redrafted the first round, where would he go? And I could just eyeball it, or, I don't know, Jimmy, you tell me. I can re-rank these guys by win shares or VORP. Give me one. Come on, win shares or VORP?
I vote neither. I think they both suck as stats.
I'm going to go win shares then.
Yeah, do win shares.
Okay, so Karl Anthony Towns went one. You take Anthony Towns over Rozier, of course.
Yes.
Miles Turner is the second player in win shares in that draft. He was drafted 11 overall.
So I'd take Turner, but again, I have a bias toward big men.
But isn't that almost a no-brainer that you would take Turner over Rozier?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. I think that's a no-brainer. Porzingis went four.
Zinger.
Okay. So again, stop me when you get to a guy that was drafted behind him. So those guys were all off the board, obviously. Towns went one. Porzingis went four. Turner went 11. Then Larry Nance Jr. is next at 27 overall. Would you rather have Larry Nance Jr. or Terry Rozier?
Rozier.
Yeah, Rozier.
Okay. So win shares there can kiss my ass.
Thank you.
Willie Cauley-Stein went six.
Rozier.
Yeah, he's just a big body.
Okay. You got to help me with the first name. Montrezl Harrell in Houston.
Yeah, Montrezl Harrell. You get it right.
Okay. Do you rather him or Terry Rozier?
Rozier.
Josh Richardson?
Rozier.
Or Rozier?
So I like Josh Richardson. That one's close.
Is he still Miami?
Yeah, that one to me is a bit of a coin flip. He's a little bit bigger. That one to me is close.
Okay. How about Frank the Tank Kaminsky in Charlotte?
Rozier.
He's a stiff.
He is a stiff.
Richard Holmes with Philadelphia. Is he even still there? I never saw that guy play.
Rozier.
Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, Portland?
Rozier.
Bobby Portis, Chicago?
Rozier.
Or is he in Washington now, wherever the hell he is? No, he's still in Chicago, right?
There was a case at one time to be made for Bobby Portis, but not now.
Okay, Trey Lyles, Utah.
So I don't know enough about Lyles' game.
No, okay. I would say no. I'd rather have Terry Rozier. Where have you gotten to Devin Booker yet?
Where's Devin Booker?
So again, I'm just going by win shares. Devin Booker's...
Well, that's why the stats sucks.
Okay, he was drafted 15 overall, and he's ranked behind Terry Rozier in win shares. Okay, Terry Rozier is 6.9 win shares. Devin Booker is 6.3. But you take Devin Booker over
Devin Booker by far.
Okay. Yeah, not even close.
So have we mentioned... So we've mentioned like six guys, right? Justice Winslow.
So that one, Winslow hasn't panned out, but I still like Winslow. So, again, I call that one a coin flip.
Okay. Jahlil Okafor.
No. Rob Rozier. Okafor's a bum.
Okay. He's drafted third overall.
I liked him coming out, but he's a bum.
All right. So, I think we gave you. So, if.
D'Angelo Russell is the other name that you should have mentioned there. And at this point in their careers, I'd rather have Terry Rozier.
Okay. D'Angelo Russell was two overall that year. So we just gave you six or seven names that you'd rather have over Terry Rozier. In other words, he
was a top 10 pick.
He's a top 10 pick that year. Exactly. Terry Rozier deserves to be a top 10 pick. If you redrafted 2015, he'd be a top 10 pick. You got him at 16.
Isn't that amazing? He's a top 10 pick.
Clear win for Danny Ainge there. 2016, the next year. Okay. 2016, Jaylen Brown at three overall. Okay, would you rather have him or Ben Simmons?
Jaylen Brown.
Him or Brendan Ingram?
Ooh, that one's close. I still go Jaylen Brown there.
I think I'd rather have Ingram.
Really?
Because Ingram projects to be closer to Durant, and I'd rather have Durant than what Jaylen Brown projects to, which is Kawhi Leonard.
I'll tell you what, though. I like Jaylen Brown, man. He's good. I don't like him as much as I like Tatum, but he impressed me this year.
So, look... So it's a toss-up with him and Brendan Ingram. The Dragon Bender kid?
Nope.
Chris Dunn?
No. Nope.
Buddy Hield? Jamal Murray?
Jamal Murray I like, but not more than Jaylen Brown.
Okay, give me someone else.
Thon Maker?
Thon Maker
oh,
with the
please.
Bucks? Big stiff.
Stop.
Talk to me in 2 years about him. He'll be good.
Listen, you could make the argument that Jaylen Brown should have been the number one pick in that draft.
I mean, so, like, all right, I'm not going to do win shares anymore because you're right. That bugged the crap out of me.
It bugs me, too.
Give me someone else in that draft. Give me someone else in that draft. There's no one in that draft.
No, it's a crappy draft.
I mean, seriously, I mean, I can't even. Malcolm Brogdon, the rookie of the year for Milwaukee, he was drafted in the second round that year. Would you rather have Jaylen Brown or Brogdon?
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown.
Absolutely. Bigger, more athletic, higher ceiling, et cetera, et cetera.
Murray, the kid that the Spurs took at 29. I'd rather have Jaylen Brown, but that's another good kid that came out of that draft.
Okay, so I'm just telling you, if you redrafted 2016, where they took Jaylen Brown number three, you can make the argument that he goes one overall. It's him, Simmons, or Ingram, the same top three, but I think I go Jaylen Brown. I'm down on Ben Simmons. Like, I mean, there's not being able to shoot, and then there's, like, really, completely, totally not being able to shoot, which is what that guy is.
Yeah. No, look,
Magic Johnson had to work on his shot when he got into the league, or Michael Jordan had to work on his shot when he got into his league. At least those guys could shoot. This guy doesn't even shoot.
Look, so the nice thing about doing that is that all these guys have had the same amount of time in the league, right? It's not like you're comparing Celtics draft picks from 1 year to Celtics draft picks from another. Of those three at the end of the year, to me, Brown was the best player.
Okay, so we've got Terry Rozier taking 16th. If you redraft it, he goes in the top 10. I'm not even going to do last year because I think Jason Tatum is the number one overall pick on everyone's board. You got him at three. Jaylen Brown, you drafted three, and he'd either go 1-2 or at worst three again if you redrafted that draft, probably 1 or 2. Now let me just do this really quickly. 2014, number 6 overall, Marcus Smart.
Casey, that's a good one to do. I want to look at that draft too.
Okay, Andrew Wiggins, 1 overall. Would you rather have Marcus Smart or Andrew Wiggins?
Smart.
Wiggins.
Wiggins still has the ceiling.
Wiggins. You got to go Wiggins there.
But, you know, you're sort of reluctant to do it because, you know, I don't know. What is Wiggins? Jabari Parker, 2 to Milwaukee.
I'd still go Parker there, believe it or not.
I would go Parker, too.
Okay. See, but again, my bias is toward the offensive end. I like the guy that can score a little more.
Embiid, 3, obviously, goes. He's number 1 if you redraft that. Aaron Gordon, Orlando, number 4.
So, Jimmy, you know Gordon better than I do.
I like Aaron Gordon. I'd rather have Marcus Smart.
Dante Exum, 5 to Utah.
Smart. He sucks.
Okay, you'd rather have Smart?
Yes.
Would you rather have Smart or Julius Randle with the Lakers?
Ooh.
I think I'd rather have Smart. I think he fits better as a Celtic than Randle would.
You know what? I'd probably lean Smart there because, again, he's more conducive to the current game. Randle's really, you know, a back-to-the-basket, face-up shooter from 15 feet. I don't even know if he shoots threes yet, does he? Like, I think I go Smart.
Nick Stauskas, Noah Vonleh, Elfrid Payton. No, 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 and no. Anyone on that list, Jimmy, you like over Marcus Smart?
Nope.
Okay, number 11 was Doug McDermott, the kid there in Philadelphia.
He sucks.
Smart.
Smart.
Dougie Buckets.
Okay, Jimmy, I mean, you take a look at it. You tell me anyone else drafted behind Marcus Smart that you would take over him.
Nurkic.
So Nurkic is in Denver, right?
Yep, and Gary Harris also in Denver.
So if you redrafted that year, I don't know, how many names did we just have? He's no lower than 6.
Somewhere in that area, yeah.
He's no lower than 6. That was, if not a Grand Slam home run, there's not. I mean, but the whole league missed Nurkic, right?
He went Nikola Jokic? And Yusef Nurkic.
Nurkic? Well, you know, the whole league missed him, so it's hard to say, like, you know, that was a totally blown pick there.
Hans and Franz there in the front court for Denver.
But again, look, some of it's, I mean, it's all subjective, really. But even so, let's say...
Clint Capella went 25.
So now
overall.
I got to give up the number 3 pick and something for Jokic?
How about Clint Capella, 25?
But let's say, yeah, he's another one that you could certainly argue the other way. Like, you could argue Randall if you wanted to. That one's close, too. But Smart's a top 10 player in that draft, isn't he?
He is.
Like, at worst? So what did Ainge miss by? If he missed at all, it's by what, a couple of picks?
Boy, if they're taking Capella there, though, aren't your rim protection needs totally solved?
See, he's not quite it, though, either. You know, he's like, what, he's 6'9 or something? Like, you know, to me, he's not the real thing either. He's sort of a substitute. Like, again, you can get by with him, I think, against some teams. But, I would want them to do better than Capella if they had him. I would say he's not good enough.
So the kid in Denver is Jokic, not Nurkic.
And maybe, kind of, I could get Nurkic.
Okay, so either way, hopefully that exercise didn't bore your boobs off. But
Nikola Jokic and Yusef Nurkic.
Yeah, Jones doesn't like anyone. Jones is not a fair game. The Celtics have drafted exceptionally well the last couple of years, and I want to keep riding the hot hand. And I don't want them picking at 27. I want Danny Ainge taking another crack here in the top 10.
Celtics fans want the perfect player. They want Durant. They stick their nose up at DeMarcus Cousins and Blake Griffin and Kevin Love. And you can't even get those guys.
So, anyway, there's that exercise. Here's Murray's update. No commercials, and we're right back with your calls.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.